store near you.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, as the interest in what's going on here, I'm really sort of thrilled to be here. This is one of those things. I love this sort of thing because it's different. Never done anything like this before, so it makes for great listening because people are very curious. There's so many people here from all over the country and all over the world. The Arnold Sports Festival this weekend in Columbus, Ohio, and there are 40-some-odd different things going on here, various sports. It started as a bodybuilding event. For men, and then it became a woman's bodybuilding event, then it was professional, and there's amateur, and there's, you heard the lady hopefully talking about the strong men competition, the strong women. A lady named Ashley Bell just came in front of the booth here, where I am right as you come into the convention center, and she saw four or five or six ladies, and they all went, ooh, and they hugged and kissed. So how do you know these ladies?
We're from Atlanta, Georgia. We train together.
What do you train to do?
I am a NPC bikini competitor.
A bikini competitor.
Yes.
So I could probably volunteer to be a judge.
That would be
idea.
Great.
Doug's been waiting to meet you guys.
I'm interested in what's going on. So what does it mean to be a bikini competitor, other than the obvious? You have to wear a bikini.
Well, we work just as hard as the figure competitors. They like a nice, smooth, well put together body frame, but
right.
It has a lot to do with your stage presence and just the polished image.
So is this a profession for you, or is this something you just love to do?
It's definitely something that I love to do, and I'm working on it to be a full-time career for me.
Really? So how would that manifest itself? What would you do to become to make a career out of this? What do you have to do?
Well, right now I'm making bikinis myself. So
you're making and selling bikinis?
Yes.
Designing them?
Yes.
Cool. Are you going to show me what you have? You probably can't because you're all dressed up, right?
Right.
But I'm not trying to be fresh. But it would be interesting to see.
No,
but
I'm not walking around in my bikini today.
Yeah, okay. So when's the competition?
My first one will be Junior Nationals, and that's in June.
Oh, so what are you here to do? What do you do at the Arnold?
I am working an expo with IFBB Pro Tony Freeman at his X-Pain booth.
What does he do? What's his deal?
He has a new product. It's called X-Pain, and it X's out all of your pain.
And how does it do that?
Where do we sign up for that? Yeah, how does that work? This is Rich, by the way. You say hi to Rich.
Okay, hi, Rich.
I'm looking at your picture. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Rich's doing well. I got the internet in front of me.
Rich got the evidence in front of me.
So,
okay.
Ashley, my shoulder hurts. I had a fall a couple of weeks ago in Taekwondo, and I banged
and
my shoulder up.
You need this X-Pain spray. I have it right here in my purse.
Send it to Doug. Have Doug ship me some.
All right. Now, does it cover it or does it fix it? What does it do?
It actually helps with you if you want to work out again. It relieves that pain. You do have to spray it on throughout the day. But, it works. We have several testimonials. It's a brand-new product, so we're trying to get people out there to get familiar with it. But our booth is 1146,
Come on. Come from this program is heard around the country and around the world. So the soldiers listening in Iraq, get on a plane and get to Columbus as fast as you can.
Yes.
You can make it here by tomorrow. So you are now. So you're making bikinis.
Yes.
And you're modeling bikinis. Can you become a model? Are you a model? Would you become a model?
Oh yes. That's my passion.
Yeah.
I love being in front of the camera.
Uh-huh.
Richie,
what do you think she looks like in front of the camera?
I know what she looks like in front of the camera. She looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
Thank
you can model.
Are
very
you getting?
Nice.
You have a shot of her there in a bikini.
Yes.
All right. So
went
to Ashley Bell. Where'd you go? To AshleyBell.com or something? What's the website?
It's Flex Online Contest.
Oh, yes.
Flex Online Contest
Flex Online.
From the 2010 Nationals.
Yes, I won the online contest last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, so Jennifer, you have questions for Ms. Bell?
I just am loving listening to you guys. You're so funny.
I'm funny?
How do you deal with that, Ashley? As a woman, I mean, you must have, when people find out what you do, they must make a big deal like Rich and Doug are doing right now.
Men make
I will happily admit, my brain just goes to mush when you see a hot bikini contestant in her bikini. So, I mean, obviously you have to deal with this all the time, and you have learned how to deal with morons like us.
Right. Well, I wouldn't call you morons, but, I mean, we love...
But you don't know us yet.
Right.
Yeah, give them time.
Yeah.
But definitely, a lot of people just assume that we walk around in our bikinis, and that's not true. We do wear clothes sometimes.
Well, there's a certain amount of, the show, and there's a lot of showmanship going on here. There's a certain amount of meat market business that goes into all of this.
Definitely.
So you have to know how to deal with that sort of thing. With people who may not, I mean, they get it, but only to a certain extent. They don't appreciate how hard you've worked to get to where you are. They don't appreciate what it takes. You're an object.
Right. And then, I mean, it takes months and months of preparation to get in this condition that we get in. People think that, you know, we just wake up like this, but it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
And
what's
a lot
your
of
routine
dedication.
I wake up like this.
What's your routine like, Ashley? What do you do when you're getting ready to compete?
Well, we train at least 5 days a week. We're on a very strict diet, lots of protein. Low carbs.
But you're not a bodybuilder.
No, but it's all in the same family.
Is it?
But it's almost like bodybuilding, except you're not trying to build the muscle. You're just trying to what?
Shape it?
Stay toned, stay lean.
Just stay toned. So you're not building mass, you're just building tone and burning calories, correct?
Correct. That's yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope that you have good luck.
Thank you so much.
What's the product called again? Your number
X-Pain.
X-Pain, Richie.
I'm looking
X-Pain.
It up.
I'll right come now. By the booth.
Okay.
Later on. All right. Nice to
well,
see you.
Well, thanks for having me.
Nice,
nice
to have
meet
you
guys.
Here. Yeah, nice to talk to you. Ashley Bell, who's here at the Arnold. There's over the weekend, there are 180-some-odd thousand people that come here for this, and there are 19,000 competitors in the various 40-some-odd events. It's kind of a big deal, and I'm glad to be here. Where are we, Richie? About 13, almost 14 past the hour.
That's right.
Good day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the warranty guarantee.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Kind of interesting people that we're running across here, Richie.
Yeah, very definitely.
Go through all of the various sorts, sizes, and shapes of people. And what they're doing.
Yeah, you know,
and
I can't imagine
here.
That there's a whole lot of people there that need the MetaFast plan.
Yeah.
They're probably okay at this point. Although they probably used MetaFast to get to where they are.
They might have.
Are there any average Joes there, Dougie?
How would you describe that? In terms of.
You know what I wanted to ask you?
What?
You have these very hot bikini models and weightlifting people walking up to you.
Yeah.
How are you presented today? Are you dressed? I mean, we asked Chad.
I know
the
he's wearing cords.
No, I'm not. No, I have on a pair of dark green khaki slacks. I have one of my yellow Doug Steffen's Good Day shirts on, and I have on the white Doug Steffen Good Day sweater.
Okay.
And I have the big Doug Steffen banner behind me.
Okay.
So that it looks the part. No,
and you're well pressed.
And he told you that I didn't have shoes. Yes, everything's well-pressed, nicely done. I'm well-dressed.
You had on, like, Oxfords.
I have on, well, I don't know about that. I have on a pair of
You didn't square. Hear, but when you were trying to step on the skateboard and ride the skateboard, he's like, the shoes are it, man.
Very good.
Dude.
Yeah. That guy was funny.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure you're representing when you're talking to all these hot people.
Right.
You know, for Jennifer's benefit and for ours.
I know.
The dudes.
Yeah, because I really care what bikini models are thinking.
No. But when the weightlifting guys come around, you're going to want Doug to represent.
All right.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe,
exactly.
Though.
Yeah. At DougSteffen.com today, the story of the fellow who broke into a Pizza Hut to fry up some chicken wings.
I heard about that.
Have you seen this story of this? Why would anybody, well, of course, they're not in their right mind. That's why they do this.
Right.
No one in their right mind would break into a Pizza Hut.
Listen, if I wanted to fry up some chicken wings, that would be the first place I'd go. And if they were closed,
Pizza Hut,
I would
really?
I
don't think fryer when I think Pizza Hut.
No, you think McDonald's, you think of a fryer, right? Don't you? Or Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I might break into a Popeye's first.
You would?
Yeah.
Popeye's. Well, the oil that they use in Popeye's is the cheaper oil. The stuff, I don't know if it's this. I think it's different. You know, they're all different kinds of oils now. We've been investigating this because as I move forward now, the biodiesel
thing. Yeah, you're doing more of the biodiesel.
And the oil is running the tractors on vegetable oil. You can't use the oil from the fast food restaurants because they put sugar in it.
How much, let's say, of your percentage of fuel that you use in the tractors, how much of that is biofuel that you collect oil and then make?
I will, this year, pretty much run all of the tractors in the good weather months on, I'm not going to use anything but oil. It doesn't have to be a biodiesel. We're going to make biodiesel. I have a plan. I finally found a couple of kids who went to Worcester Polytech. And among the other things, they learned how to do this. So they're going to convert the oil that they collect, or at least some of it, into biodiesel. But some of it I'll just use when the weather is good. I'll be able to just last year I did it. But I was the only one who did it. Every time I went out on the tractor, if I'm having to fuel up in the field, I put the oil in my tank in my truck, and I just fill the tractors up with it. And they ran great. Matter of fact, they run better on it because it lubricates the system better. And as it burns much cleaner.
So you're saying
and
you will be able to run all of your tractors. Smells like French fries, yeah.
Yeah, all the tractors.
So you're saying you'll be able to run all of your tractors this summer on biofuel that you collect the oils from restaurants and then create biofuels from.
That's cool.
Correct.
Yep. That's very cool.
Yeah. Right, we're trying to do it.
What about the methane thing, the cow gas thing?
Well, that's one of the things.
Is that ever going anywhere?
There's one of the things. I think you heard me talking about this the other day, or somebody on the air actually sent me an email about putting the solar panels up on the roof of the barn and being able to get it done now for nothing because there's so many credits and people want to own it because we're sending the power back to the power base.
Roger Hitchcock, our evening host, has those on his house in San Diego. And
he's very green. He drives a Prius.
And he will take you up on his roof and laugh as he shows you his electric meter moving backwards.
Right, exactly. Wow. Yeah, that's
he
what I'm going to start doing. I want to start laughing about that. 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Elton John.
Never.
Never spoke to Elton John.
What? He's so grumpy nowadays. I mean, it would be like he'd just be moaning the whole time.
He'd be like the Simon Cowell of the
actor. He likes being a mom.
Being a mom right now.
If we've got somebody with kids, he's more than welcome to come along and run the nursery. So if you're watching Elton, there's another job. I'm serious, he could do it.
Alright, so that's Simon talking about Elton John. The question has come up more than once whether or not Simon asked Elton John to be a judge on his new show, The X Factor. And in fact, after he dumped on him, he said he was still actually looking for judges, hasn't decided which people he'll choose yet.
I think he should choose us.
When will you be announcing the judges?
When we've decided who they're going to be, darling.
You must be getting close.
I am getting close, but I'm meeting a lot of people.
There we go. The judges. I could be a judge on that thing.
Yeah.
Why not? Okay, so you have the audio.
I
want
to see you as a judge.
On the X Factor? Oh, yeah.
Why do you warble like that?
Terrible. Sing the national anthem.
Okay, so Paula Abdul, who apparently he's talked to about being a judge on it, had some breakdown, meltdown or something at TMZ. God bless him. I got a hold of the audio of her.
Apparently,
calling.
Her boyfriend wouldn't let her out of her car.
Really? Yeah, and she was all upset and crying. And
she was on the road. So here's the 911 call, apparently, of her trapped in her car. But it sounds like she's on the freeway, but here we go.
Yes, I'm on the 101 freeway. I'm out of this car, and you won't let me. Oh, you're going to drop me up because I have an emergency on the phone. Oh, my God.
Ma'am, I need to
get you. He's dropping me off.
He's dropping me off.
Yeah.
He won't let me out of this car.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they had a little tiff while riding down the highway. She wanted to get out. He wouldn't let her.
What did she say? She was on the 101 somewhere? Is that what she said?
Yeah. On Valentine's Day.
It's not exactly a good place to be getting out of the car.
No.
Right. He probably didn't.
Getting out of the car on the 101 no matter what. Yeah, that's not very cool. All right, now a couple of other quickie gossipy things here. By the way, there's tons of gossip that I'm picking
by
up.
By the way, LaToya crazy. Jackson's on the Today Show right now. It looks like she's wearing Michael's old nose.
Really?
she looks like...
A lack of nose?
If they were to take Mr. Potato Head and make it look like the Jackson family, that's her.
There it is.
Wow.
So Courtney Cox apparently caught in the love triangle of her life.
Mm-hmm.
The National Enquirer is carrying a story this week about her running off with Brian Van Holt.
Really?
And yet she's still living with David Arquette.
And she was seen frolicking on the beach with the guy that plays her son on the show.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Brian Van Holt is her husband.
Her ex-husband.
Her son on that show, right?
Right.
Yeah. So she said, I dearly love David, but she has outgrown him. She doesn't...
That's not that hard to do.
David
no.
is dealing
with all...
A
12-year-old could outgrow him.
Yeah. Well, so what does that say about her? Is it a good thing that she stuck it out with him all this time? Is that really...
Yeah,
well,
when kids are involved, it makes it, you know, it's different.
All right, so there's more on this, more stuff. You see, people are getting upset with me because they think I'm negative about Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber is a little jerk. And apparently now he's taken to flipping off people when they ask him for... This is how he means a kid. He's
but he apologized.
Well, he apologized and then he did it again. And so, you know, people are asking him about his girlfriend. What's her name? Selena
Gomez.
Yeah. So they're asking him, and then he gives him the bird. And then they ask for an autograph, and he gives them the bird. And he's just he's a kid. And maybe the other side of it is that people ought not to expect him as a 16-year-old to act like an adult, although I don't know whether he wants to be considered one or not, but he certainly is not acting like one. He's a spoiled brat.
And we all were at 17.
Absolutely. Well, I wasn't. I was actually pretty... I was pretty nerdy when I was
Yeah, you were a nerd,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
I was pretty nerdy. You were too eager to agree with me on that, Rich. What's the story with that?
Because I wasn't, you were, we all had fun.
Yeah, right, exactly. Down on the farm.
There you go.
As it were. Speaking of down on the farm, we're not going to the farm. We're going to do traveling, though, with Peter right now, 28 after the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. This year, we're seeing a lot of changes in hotel frequent stay loyalty programs. Is that good? Well, maybe. For starters, hotel loyalty programs aren't only for the big hotel chains. Stash Rewards is a reward program for independent hotels, including boutique and historic properties. Each stay collects points that you can redeem at participating hotels. You get 5 points for every dollar spent. Sounds pretty good. Another new program is called the Global Hotel Alliance, which includes 12 hotel brands such as Omni Hotel and Resorts and the Doyle Collection. Rather than get free nights, you collect points towards local experiences like a VIP wine tasting or a guided nature tour. Starwood's preferred guest program has formed a partnership with Audience Rewards, so you can earn and redeem points for Broadway shows. Like many airlines, it's tougher to get free airline seats as it is to get free hotel rooms, so if you can get enough points, I hope you enjoy the play. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
I just read that over 50 million of us don't have life insurance because we don't think it's important. And I thought, well, at least I'm not alone. But it also said, if you die, your spouse is left alone trying to figure out how to make ends meet. Borrowing money, maybe even selling possessions. I never thought of that before.
If you have a family, you probably need life insurance. I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-479-7963.
I'm thinking it's time I got life insurance.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 75%. Call now. 1-800-479.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
15%.
Doug Steffen Good Day program from the Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus, Ohio. A lot of the people that are here are tan, Richie.
Yes.
It seems that the who are interested in competing in the various things, they have all these various tanning.
It's spray on stuff. I've talked to my nephews about this who do the amateur bodybuilding.
What's the point?
It's just for the look. It
helps
the sculpt. Right.
You think it looks better?
To show the sculpture.
It's supposed to show your muscles better, yeah.
Right.
Does it really?
So, but it's really funny because they don't do their face.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. They just do like their neck down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you look like a moron, Brad. You've got this pasty white face and then this like orange tan body. I'm like, why don't you do your face? He goes, because it takes like a week for all of it to come off.
Yeah.
So they just do like from shoulders
out of
down. Yeah.
So is it like this? It's the same stuff you would spray on, I suppose. We used to call it man tan.
Man tan. Yeah.
But it's, is it safer than going to a tanning?
No, it washes off. It's
much. You can actually go to the tanning salon to get this. It's called Mystic Tan.
Mystic Tan.
Yeah, and you go in a little booth and it sprays you.
How would you know that?
Because I've done it. I've seen it.
Your skin is so fair, though.
I know.
And that's why she does the man tan, so that she doesn't have to go.
But she's a woman. Why does she want to do man tan? Don't they have a woman tan?
Thank you for saying my skin's really fair, by the way. But
your
it
skin is.
Is
wonderfully fair.
Yeah.
It's soft. And
she doesn't
fair.
Like that, Doug.
So why she doesn't like fair skin?
I like to be told that I look like I'm Brazilian or something.
Why? Well, you don't look Brazilian.
I
you look
know,
very.
I know.
Be able to pull
you're
that
a
out.
Very white lady.
I am an Eastern European.
You are. What is it? That's what it is.
I'm not very, very white. I'm like
of
white.
Of course you are.
Pasty white. Yeah.
I'm not
you're
pink.
Very cotton white. Toilet paper
yeah.
White.
White.
You're white too, Doug.
I am, as a matter of fact. But my skin tans. Your skin
yeah,
would
you
burn.
Do tan.
I tan a little. I've actually ruined my skin enough where it tans a little bit now.
Yeah. Speaking of tanning, apparently there are not enough hazards to go around. The nice folks that your tax dollars pay to have you protected from the dangers they define are searching for job security, apparently. The EPA has launched a new study to assess the risks, brace yourself, of taking showers.
Oh, no. Actually, we talked about this story a few years ago.
Yeah. Somebody at the EPA is worrying about people injuring themselves by inhaling water vapor while they take a shower. Did not make that up, folks. Richie's just corroborated it.
No. A few years ago, the story was, and the three of us talked about this.
Did we? I don't remember.
If you take a hot shower and you let the hot water run for a minute before you get into the shower,
yeah,
that the molecules of the copper get into the water. When you put hot water on your body, your pores open up. That copper then goes into your pores and gets into your body.
Great. Hi, this is one of these big dudes that we've been talking about has just wandered in to my area of dominant influence. Pick up that microphone.
Okay, here we go.
Eddie George.
Hey, whoa. Hey, big dude. I like that.
What's going on, Eddie?
Big dude.
Hi, so Eddie, you're listening to Rich McFadden, who's on the air with me.
Hello, Rich.
He's
hey,
in Washington.
Eddie, nice to meet you.
Jennifer, nice to meet you, too.
Jennifer Horn is also there, and she's probably going to be more interested in you than Richie and I.
Yeah, finally, somebody for me.
Wow. We have all these women. So what's the score with you? How are you doing?
Doug, you are sitting across from one of the greatest football players ever to walk on the field.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I appreciate it. So many great athletes, you know, that I played against, that I followed in the footsteps of. But I thank you for that compliment. But,
you could get it done, man.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. But no, I've, I retired, 6 years ago?
You don't look like you're retired.
I just try to keep my wife interested.
How you doing in that department?
I'm hanging in there, you know. I still got to train. I still love to work out. Still trying to keep the wheels spinning and before any body parts fall off.
All right, so what you have to do as a football player, what you have to do, because it was different then. You didn't need, it wasn't muscle for muscle's sake. It was strength
and
endurance.
Yeah,
how does that differ with what you do now?
Oh, now it's strictly aesthetics.
It is.
You know, looks, but more importantly, it's really about keeping my body in the best condition as possible. You know, stretching is such a huge part of my
life.
What do
you do? You want to stand up and do some stretches for us?
You know, I can do some yoga. I can put you into a down dog and flow right into a warrior two pose at the tree.
See, I know that from my Wii Fit.
Yeah.
Yoga is a great workout. Not to mention the culture of it is great. I mean, it's great for eye candy too.
And isn't it, Eddie, that
your wife interested?
Yeah, keep your wife interested. But isn't it true that when you do work out a lot, when you are building muscle, that actually it's a necessity to stretch, isn't it? Now?
Oh yeah, I think that's the number one important thing you have to do, because not only do you want power, but you also want flexibility.
Right.
Especially, you know, for football players, you find yourself in compromising positions. And if the muscles aren't elastic or they don't have the ability to stretch in those ways, that's when you have muscle pulls, strains, tears.
Rich is waiting for me to ask you this question, mm-hmm. So I'm going to do it because I don't want to disappoint you.
Here we go. Get ready, Eddie. Give me
your phone.
People that are listening to my program who know I'm on a kick. I don't know if it's a kick. I had an experience about a month ago. I went to I had my brain examined at a place called Saroscan.
Which you desperately needed.
Would you please?
No.
in Denver. They have, as their largest client, the NFL.
Uh-huh.
The NFL is concerned about what happens to you as a football player, mostly to your brain. But we had the sad occurrence of the player who committed suicide a couple of weeks ago, and the focus on his brain and what may or may not have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to be now that you, and I wonder if the union is dealing, what you know behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
whether they, this is becoming a big thing, but everybody's trying to keep it quiet because they don't want football, whether it's here at Ohio State or whether it's the high school where your children go,
mm-hmm.
or whether it's the team that you played for and made lots of money when you were making lots of money. You know, they don't want to have that get in the way of the public enjoying, sort of like the gladiators, in a sense. So I wonder what you, it apparently hasn't affected you because you seem like you got it all together.
Well,
you
don't know.
Do you worry about it? Well, do you think about it?
You know, I don't.
but it's something that you definitely have to look at because it's a part of the other game. You know, the studies are still being done.
Yeah.
You know, it's still relatively new in terms of the process, the disease. I think a lot of guys are donating their brains when they do pass to get more study, to get more information. And it's really designed to make the game safer. You know, they can find a way to provide helmets that can take on the blunt of the blows that are delivered and received during the course of a game and over a career. They're going to do just that. You know, anytime you step in between the white lines and put the pads on, it's you know the risk that yeah. the risk that
you know
associated
the risk.
With that. Yeah, you know it. You know that. But
it's hard to turn down all that money.
No, it's hard. It's hard to turn away from the game.
Yeah, is it really?
Oh yeah, it's not. I mean, it depends on what your main driver is. For me, it was the love of the game.
It was.
Period.
When do you remember the first? Do you remember how old you were when you picked up a football?
When I was two.
2 years old.
Wow.
First helmet was from my father. Really? Watched the risk and helmet. Fell in love with them and
you're Philadelphia. From Philly. What are you doing with the Redskins helmet?
Well, my father, he couldn't afford the Eagles helmet. Well, actually, didn't make Eagles helmets back then because they were so terrible.
Yeah.
You know, that's the Ron Jaworski days.
Yeah.
But I grew up loving the game, and as a byproduct of my love, my passion for the game, I was able to make a great living out of it. And now, you know, moving on for the rest of my life has given me a platform to do other things with
my life.
For
example, Eddie George, just joining us, is here from Philadelphia. What do you, I mean, here, this is a platform, again, I've never set foot in this place before, but the Arnold is something you hear about, and you think a lot of people around the country, as they're listening, this program is heard all around the country and all around the world.
Oh, yeah.
So people, they hear the Arnold, they all know Arnold Bodybuilding, they think it's a bodybuilding show.
No.
And yet there are 40-some-odd things that go on.
Yeah, you have the list right in front of you.
Yeah.
And one of the new things this year is the film festival, which is a natural extension of Arnold because, of course.
Of course.
He not only was a bodybuilder or the governor, but he was a little bit of an actor.
He was.
You know,
he's
the
still
Terminator.
He's already got three films ready.
Right,
ready
right. So what he's done now, he has a film festival focused on sports. You know, there's two different divisions, high school division and an international division, and it's a competition on short film. And it's a great deal because you have a chance, kids around the country that are in high school, people around the world have a chance to show their sport in an artistic way.
Right.
And this is the first year of it. I am a co-host of it.
Are you?
I have aspirations of getting into entertainment.
Actor?
Oh, yeah. I've been studying the last 5 years at an acting coach from New York. I've worked
really?
With a voice coach. I've been in
you
a couple
it,
of
can,
plays.
You got it. You're smooth.
Yeah,
you're
so,
right.
so.
How are you doing on learning the lines?
You know what? You don't learn the lines. You be the lines.
Yeah.
That's
well,
the
I
difference.
Like that.
you find the energy within the lines.
Yeah, yeah.
And the lines
so
are just.
Your
just
coach
talked
to that. He's doing all right.
Well, you know what? I've learned that because, you know, my first play didn't go so well because I tried to know the lines.
Right, yeah,
and I'll never forget it. My lines were, "And God himself stepped down with the sun in his right hand, the moon in his left, the stars above his head, and the earth under his feet. And God walked where he trod, bulged the mountains up and hollowed the valleys out." That's what I was supposed to say.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I got out there and there was a lot going on. I mean, it was an ensemble, so there were dancers. There was music.
It was a play.
It was a play. It was an on-top play, and everybody came out to see what I was going to do.
Right.
And here I come. I come downstage, center stage. The lights are bright. I see the people in their seats, and it's time for me to deliver my lines. And I say, "And God himself stepped out of the clouds. With the sun above his head, the wind is blowing, the birds are chirping, the animals are running in the pasture. And God said, 'That's good,' and walked off."
And nobody knew that it wasn't the right line.
No one knew.
Except the director of the play.
But the people that I was in the play with, they looked around like, "Oh my God, he just destroyed the lines."
Mm-hmm.
But the beautiful thing is, I had the script,
yeah,
you know,
right,
so that was a lesson learned there, you know, so it's one of those deals that, every time I go on stage, it's the same type of pressure. It's the same type of energy that I felt during my playing days, and that's what I love.
So we need a new action star. Can you be
right,
that?
Yeah,
that,
yeah, right.
You know what? I would love. That's why I'm talking to the governor, man, right, to see if I can be the next Terminator, or you know, let's work on that.
I mean, how have you gotten to know him? How have you gotten to know Arnold?
I haven't met him yet.
Haven't you?
No. But I've been coming here. I came here 1 year, maybe 5 years ago. But since I've been living in Columbus, this event has been getting bigger and
why
better.
Why
did
you move to Columbus? So many people. I didn't have. I went to school in Ohio. There used to be 200,000 people lived there. Well, 700,000.
I went to Ohio State.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
Right.
I went to Ohio State.
I went to Heidelberg. It's up the street a ways.
Oh,
you know,
yeah?
You even know about Heidelberg? An Ohio guy went to school?
I didn't know about Heidelberg.
Heidelberg is a number one D3 baseball.
Oh,
student
princes.
Student princes.
Those tough guys.
Yeah, right.
Nice. Yeah, I was an Ohio State Buckeye and got drafted.
Did that help you? Yeah. I mean, how much did that really help with Ohio State? That whole thing with Ohio State and the coaches and when you go pro, how much help?
Absolutely. That? There's so much competition in practice that the games were easy. That's it. I mean, you have when you're going against the number one receiver or the number one linebacker or the number one defense every week. They're going to play on Sundays. It's going to make you better, one or the other. So it was a highly competitive environment, highly stressful environment. Winning was the only option.
Yeah.
And I played with some great players, you know, Orlando Pace, Terry Glenn, Ricky Dudley, Joey Galloway. I mean, the list goes on and on. Sean Springs, you know. David Boston, just to name a few. I mean, we had a legitimate beast walking around that facility, first-round picks.
You still carry your Heisman Trophy around with you all the time?
Nah, man. You know what? I let my wife hold it. You know? she likes to brag about it. In fact, you know, that's how I won her over. I pulled out my Heisman Trophy, didn't say a word.
Really? Yeah. Cool wife, too, because she was in SWV, right? She was a singer.
Oh, she still is.
Still singing,
Yeah, she still is in SWV.
And Doug will love it. She was on Survivor, too, Dougie.
Yes, she was. Yes, yeah. She came. Wow. She finished fourth. She got sideswiped at the end of the deal.
Are you here with any particular? Are you with one of the people that are inside as far as exhibition?
Well, I'm co-hosting the film festival.
Yeah, you did say that, but I wondered if you were associated with any of the people, exhibitors inside.
No, I'm not. I'm just here in awe. I see a lot of
very interesting
fit individuals walking around here.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, I'm more. You know, I'm a married man, but the bikini contest, I'm definitely.
We had the bikini queen there a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's an art form.
I'm watching you. Your eyes are moving around.
I mean, I just love looking at beautiful women. I mean,
who doesn't?
Because it's art.
Why?
It is
art. Of course
it
is. Absolutely.
The sculpture.
Richie thinks that I came here just to do that.
Oh, yeah, you boys.
The boys are. Eddie, good to have you here.
Hey, it was great, man.
Nice meeting you.
Thanks. Nice seeing you.
Care.
Thank you.
Eddie George here on Good Day at 12 before the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO, and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You.
I'm the kid that's all the handy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am.
And Uncle Dan.
I'm a real-life Yankee Doodle. Made my name and fame and boom. Just as Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony. I love to listen to the Dixie strain. I long to see the girl I left behind me. That ain't a charge. She's a Yankee, by God. Anything about a Yankee, that's all. Oh,
so there is
James
Cagney. This is certainly one of the most recognizable pieces of audio in the history of audio having been recorded. Yankee Doodle Dandy from the movie of the same name. Cagney received the Best Actor Oscar for his role in Yankee Doodle Dandy on this date in 1943. Chuck Curry is here with the movie Moments on Good Day at 54 minutes after the hour. Chucker, I'm at the Arnold Sports Festival, and I thought it might be worth a moment or two. Richie, do you need some time? I forgot to ask you that. What do you need?
No, go ahead.
You're right, okay. So, Chucker, what do you, in terms of Arnold's movies, of all of the movies that he's been in, wasn't the Conan thing the first thing he really did? That was pretty blood and guts stuff.
Conan the Barbarian put him on the map. I think the most likable movie appearance Schwarzenegger has ever been in my opinion, would be Total Recall. That's my favorite Arnold film. But
what about
primarily, he's going to be known for the Terminator movies. And Kindergarten Cop, I liked him a lot also.
Kindergarten Cop is very mainstream, very
I thought there was some talk about, as he's now working supposedly, or he's approved his involvement in three different scripts, three different movies. There was some talk about True Lies being revived, or that character being revived. Did you hear anything about that?
They've been talking about that. Well, Tom Arnold's been spreading rumors probably for the last decade that there's going to be a True Lies 2. I don't think it's going to materialize. Personally, my gut feeling is Arnold Schwarzenegger's going to wind up, and I can't say this for a fact, but I just feel he's going to wind up being the co-star with Sylvester Stallone in the sequel to The Expendables.
Oh, absolutely. You know that's going to happen. Oh, there's no,
I think if he wants to get back on the big screen in a major role, that's certainly a guaranteed project.
Well, supposedly, what I read a month or so ago, and I think I may have mentioned it to you, that he had approved his, or he'd been asked, and he said yes, that he would play the role of a Nazi colonel that is told to eliminate a bunch of kids from a Jewish, from a one of the, like Auschwitz or something, at the end of the war, and he doesn't. He hides them.
Yeah.
Did you hear that story?
Yeah, I did hear that story. That's a script that's been floating around, and he supposedly looked at it and might want to do it. You know, the real question is, will a major studio back, an expensive project starring him, considering he's now, in his early 60s. You know, I know that he still has probably an extremely good fan base.
Of course he does. It's right here. There's 180,000 of them in front of me, for heaven's sakes. Yeah, no, there's got to be there's a strong base. I would think that we could do pretty much whatever we want to do.
I know I'd pay to see it, so.
Yeah, I would too, as a matter of fact. All right, so let's get to some of the movies. What's going on? We haven't really talked much about, I don't know whether the focus has been distracted, but in the last couple of weeks we haven't talked much about, other than a couple of movies that I saw, movies that were coming out or movies that were doing well at the box office. It's sort of gotten second shrift. So I thought today you are really always interested in looking ahead to movies that are going to be out in the next month or two. And
today opens the Adjustment Bureau with Matt Damon and Emily Blunt. The movie's getting split reviews. A lot of people really do like the film. I think it's a combination of love story and sci-fi. It was written by Philip K. Dick, who wrote Total Recall. He's a really good science fiction writer. Also opening is the animated film Rango with the voice of Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, yeah.
Heavily, heavily promoted on TV and cable. And a comedy called Take Me Home Tonight with actor Topher Grace. This film sat on the shelf for 2 years. Finally, they're going to release it in two weeks.
Why? What's the matter? Is there something wrong with it? What's the matter with it?
I don't know. They couldn't get it.
I mean, he's not a guy you'd expect. But you expect him to. He's not a guy that can open a movie. He was in a couple of pretty good roles in some movies, as I recall, and he's been a lot of these romantic comedies. You see him popping up here and there, don't you?
Yeah, I actually like him. I think he's pretty appealing. He's also executive produced the movie.
All right, what about this?
I
want to ask you about George Lucas. Story at DougStefan.com today about Lucas releasing all of the Star Wars movies in 3D with The Phantom Menace coming out next year. What's that likely to be like?
Yeah, they're going to release all six Star Wars movies once a year. They're going to be released in 3D. The Phantom Menace will be first. I just don't think many people are going to be interested in seeing The Phantom Menace in theaters.
How many times can they?
The original Star Wars, now I think there'd be a big market for that, but it'll be interesting to see how The Phantom Menace performs.
Man, he always finds a new way to make a buck, doesn't he?
He sure does. Not that he needs it, but why not? It's the American way, Richie. Thanks, Chuck. Chuck Curry. Check out his blog.